Welcome or welcome back to Horse for Whore. I'm Mariah.
And I'm Kayla.
And before we get started, we actually have a big announcement. So we are going to take off June and July, meaning the next time we come back is August 14th. So we want to be able to enjoy the summer, even though not much summer enjoyment will be happening because both of us are in school.
Yeah.
But we just, you know, want to take some time for ourselves. So yeah, we'll be back after this episode. We'll see you back on August 12th. We hope that everyone has the most amazing summer, that the wildfires in the West aren't too much. I will keep everyone in my thoughts. If everyone keep me in their thoughts, because I'm in the West. But yeah, and so today we're talking, or Kayla, it's all about Kayla, her story.
Yeah, it might be a little shorter. We'll have to see. But we're going to talk about, I guess it's a cryptid.
Ooh, we haven't done one of these in a while. These are my favorites. My favorites.
Yes, and it's called the Kushtaka of the Alaskan Triangle.
What the hell? I haven't heard of this.
All right, so a little bit of, like, backstory, okay. Whatever. Also, oh my god, words are so hard for me today. My brain does not work. I'm going to mess up words, so there's that advisory.
It's okay. I'm here, too, so. I said favorites, like, 10 seconds ago, and I meant to say favorites, so, like, don't feel bad.
Wait, you said what?
Favorites? I said, this is my favorites, when I should have said, these are my favorite.
Oh. See, I didn't catch that.
I did.
That's how slow I am right now. Okay, well, about 5 out of every 1,000 people go missing in Alaska.
That's a lot. Those are not sure good odds.
Dude, Alaska is very hard to live in.
Yeah, those are not good odds at all.
People who live in Alaska are no joke.
Yeah, they're badasses. Yeah. Which I'm not, so.
So there's a tribe that actually lived in Juneau, and they're called the Tlingit tribe? Oh, Lord. T-L-I-N-G-I-T. Ugh. Tlingit?
I don't know. We're trying our best, people.
All right, we're gonna say that. We're gonna say this tribe lived in Juneau, and they claim that the missing is caused by the supernatural.
What?
Yeah, which is, I feel like ghost hunters or ghost adventurers should go to Alaska and, like,
yeah, seriously, stake it out.
Investigate. So they're called the Kushtaka. They are supposed to be a shapeshifter, half man, half otter.
What the heck? That's not scary. That sounds cute.
Well, it's not.
Oh.
It is not. Let me get you a picture.
Why are otters so cute, though? Also, yeah, did you know they like hold hands when they sleep so they don't drift away from each other?
That's adorable. So, you might think that this is too cute. I'm gonna give you this.
Are you sharing
guys? It? Or? Detour. Here you go. I'm just gonna let you click on it.
Okay.
So just, like, imagine that, but, like, in a realistic, scarier form.
Okay, but they're kind of cute.
I knew
you were gonna say that. Okay, that is not cute. Some of them are not cute.
Yeah, they're not, like, cute otters in that way. They're, like, beefcakes, you know?
Yeah. Beefcakes.
All right, so they can assume either form. And potentially some other form. So they can either be full man, full otter, both.
How do you know then? All men are scary. That's how you know. Come across a man in the Alaskan woods. Nope, get the fuck
run
out of there.
Away. So these Kushtaka are said to lure women and children to the water with fake baby cries.
Oh, that is messed up.
Mm-hmm. And they steal human spirits and drown them. So, you know, just a quick drowning.
Yeah, what do they do with the spirits?
A little light activity. I don't know, eat them, I guess.
Ugh. Collect them.
Pokemon. Shapeshifters usually, like, collect. What did you say?
I said Pokemon, gotta catch them all.
Oh, shit. Okay, so they're said to be warded off with copper, dogs, urine, and fire. So, you know.
I only like the dog part. This is the only part. I don't really want to ward anything off with my urine.
Well, I mean, there's copper or fire. You just light a fire.
Just doggies.
Just dogs. So they emit a high-pitched three-part whistle in the pattern of low, high, low. And you know, I actually wanted to get you, like, an audio clip of this.
Yeah.
But I forgot. So maybe... maybe I'll find one and, like, maybe we can put it on the...
yeah, put it on the Insta.
On the Instagram. Sorry, guys. I was not prepared, even though I thought I was. That's what happens so often with these podcasts. You're like, I got everything. And then you go into it and you're like, oh, no. I meant to do other things. So some say that the Kushtaka are capable of taking your biggest fears and manifesting them into reality.
What would so mine that... be? I don't know.
Yeah, what would it be?
Like a really big spider, maybe?
Oh my God, let me tell you. Can I go off topic?
Uh-huh, yeah.
So the other day, I had like this. I have this like little weighted like stuffed animal pillow.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a cute pink dragon.
Yeah.
Get fucked if you don't like it. It's really cute, but I had it on the floor for a little while because I didn't want it on the couch because I was using the couch, whatever. Anyway, so I go to pick it up off the floor and I put it back on the couch, and all of a sudden my eyes, you know, lock onto something in the floor. Now, there's no lights on or anything, and my floor is like this dark wood floor, and it's got like these really, really dark like knots in the wood.
Yeah.
So naturally, I think everything is a bug.
Uh-huh.
And I hate insects. And like, I can't tell you why I hate insects, but I just think that they're creepy and they make my skin crawl.
I think they're okay outside.
Sure, like if I were to like...
don't come inside.
Well, there's two things that if I were to look at pictures of it, it would creep me out. Just like, I'd have to... I almost threw my phone one time because it's like, it's too close to me.
Yeah.
One of those is cockroaches and the other one is spiders.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I don't like the centipedes either.
They're creepy.
Yeah.
They're creepy looking. So when my eyes lock down, I'm like, okay, I really hope this is just another knot in my wood. So naturally, I get closer to it and I bend down. And then my heart almost stops because it's the biggest spider I've ever had to deal with on my own, which sounds ridiculous. But guys, I don't know why. The bigger the spider, the scarier it is to me. And I had to basically into my head and go, you have to move, Kayla. Like, you have to get this.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody else here. No one's going to come save
it's
you
just
from
you.
This. Your cat's obviously not going to kill it because he's just fucking chilling right beside it. But, like, I'm telling you, its butt and body was, like, almost quarter size.
Oh, no, that's too big. No,
huge, right? And, like, I'm on the phone with my grandmother and I went, oh, there's a spider in the floor. She was like, kill it. Smash it. Kill it now.
No,
get a broom.
Huge.
I was like, man, it's huge. I can't. I was like, its butt is so fat. What if it has babies?
Ew,
and she goes, ew. And then they're crawl everywhere. I'm like, not helping.
Yeah, not at all, Nina.
It was huge, let me tell you. So I worked up the courage to put this plastic cup over it.
Uh-huh.
And I slid it because it started going behind the couch.
Bro,
I can't sit on my couch if you're behind there.
Yeah.
And then it started going towards the utility closet, and it could fit underneath the wall.
Oh, no.
So I was like, I can't. You cannot do that. So I grabbed the cup and put it over it, and then I had to collect myself for a few minutes, and then I had to, like, slowly scoot the cup across the floor to where it wouldn't come out the bottom to the front door. But there's, like, this gap in between my front door lip and, like, my floor.
Uh-huh.
So it fell in there, and then it crawled up underneath the, like, the little center gap for the front door. So I opened the storm door and leave it open, and I closed my main door.
Uh-huh.
And for a few days, I'm like, well, really hope it goes outside.
Please leave.
Yeah. So that night, I went back over there to look, and it was gone from the lip. And I'm like, I'm going to tell myself it went outside.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
Where else did it go?
Not.
It only went outside. It only went outside. Yeah.
So a few days later, I'm putting my shoes on. And for those 3 days, I've been, like, knocking my shoes out.
Yeah.
Just in case. So this day, I don't. I put my shoes on. I look down, lock eyes, and there's the fucking spider sitting where my shoes were.
No.
Same big-ass motherfucker.
I don't like
this. I'm pretty sure it's just a wolf spider, just FYI.
Yeah, but they're so big.
Yeah.
They're just
and it's
so
fat.
Big.
Its ass is so fat. Like, it's so, it scares me. I can't kill something that, like,
that big.
Plump, I guess.
Yeah. Did you get it outside?
I did, because it went into my my shoe tray, so I just move my shoes out, and then I go to pick it up to take it outside. It starts crawling towards my arm. I was like, nope, nope, nope.
See, okay. I can so deal with little spiders, but like this, yeah. I can't do big spiders. Well, see,
before, as I've grown, I've been able to deal with bigger and bigger spiders, because before, you know, those tiny jumping spiders? Mm. Those would even scare me.
Okay, so, now like, I'm just
I can
scared
deal
of them.
With certain ones, but I didn't want to kill this one because it was too big, and it's too close to me, okay?
Yeah.
Anything could go wrong. You could go for the eyes. You never know. So I finally get, like, the door open, and I had to go get another cup and hold the cup on top of it and hold the tray and take it outside. So I took it all the way to the sidewalk and put it down, and then I literally walk back inside, grab my trash can, put my trash in the bin at the sidewalk, and In that amount of time, that motherfucker was gone.
Oh, no. See, I don't.
And I still have that pesticide, too, because, like, I've found a couple of different spider bodies that were dead. They were smaller. So I just, like, kick it outside and it's fine.
Yeah.
But this one is so large that shit does not affect it.
Yeah. Wolf spiders are so, so big. I can't.
It wasn't even, like, big. It was fat, which is what killed me. Like,
so we... Here in Colorado, we have, so it's really weird, because, like, the summers, we're either infected with grasshoppers, like,
nope. Huge. They creep me out.
I swear to God, these are, like, the size of, like, a can grasshopper.
No,
and they And they jump at you. They literally jump at you. And so, like, because we have a long walk to work, like, we have to walk through basically, like, this fucking field to get into the office that I am. It's just a sidewalk in the middle of this field. And anyway, these grasshoppers will just come out of nowhere and just launch themselves at you. But apparently, some years, we get infected with tarantulas.
No.
And last summer, I was walking in, like, the middle of the day. So it's super hot out. And I see this, like, dark spot on the sidewalk, and I'm like, you know, just walking up, like, what the fuck is this? And all of a sudden, this literal, like, it's like almost like a little shadow, like, turns, and I was like, oh, it's a fucking spider. And I, like, darted off into the grass area and just walked all the way around it, and I swear to God, the spider just turned and watched me walk.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, where are you going, and I, like, got back on the sidewalk and just ran the rest of the way into the building.
There is no way I would have put in my fucking 2 weeks.
It was huge.
1 hour notice, goodbye.
It was,
someone needs to come get me.
It was the biggest spider I've ever seen, and I was like, oh, hell no. And then, you know, just all these fucking grasshoppers just be launching themselves. I'm like, I can't work here no more.
I can't work in these conditions, like, seriously. The other day, I think it was like 2 days ago, I went outside because I was gonna go take a picture of and, like, look at my garden in the back, because I have this rose bush that finally started blooming.
Aww.
And I go up, like, on the sidewalk, like, next to the rose bush, I start touching the flowers, and I go a little bit further towards my back porch, and then I turned because something caught my eye. I was like 2 feet from a snake.
Oh my God. I can't. What color was it? Like, it black, was like green?
It was like black and yellow.
Black and yellow?
Like vertical stripes. Yeah, two yellow stripes on the side. Well, it might have been a little, sorry, green and black, green, yellow. I don't know.
So those are the fine ones, right? They're like,
yeah,
the
I'm
grass.
Pretty sure it was like a type of garter snake.
The ones that we like because they eat mice, right?
Yeah. Okay. So, and it was just in my garden, like, right up next to the house.
Oh.
And I had turned because I saw it because it was moving and it was looking at me, and I was like, oh, hi. And I was way less scared of the snake than I was the spider, by the way. But I had to walk back by it to get back into the house because the back door was locked. So I was just, like, talking to it and, like, kind of moved in the grass on the other side, and I was like, stay right there because I'm just gonna go around you and then everything will be fine. Don't worry,
it's like,
about me.
You can chill there. Like, don't worry.
But he kept, like, as I started moving towards the way I needed to go, he started moving that way to get away from me. And I was like, please don't.
That's where I'm going.
Like, I just want to, you can stay. It's fine.
Yeah. I forget how much or how many, like, insects and bugs Missouri has. Because we really, like, besides tarantulas and, like, massive grasshoppers, there's not a ton in Colorado. But just listening to that, I'm like, oh my God, there's, like, so many fucking bugs in Missouri.
Yeah, there was a June bug that got in, somehow came out of my fucking closet the other day. My cat started chasing it. I have no idea where that thing went,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, they find, like, the tiniest holes and they get in.
Yeah. Can't. Bugs, man.
Bugs. Bugs life is not for me.
Yeah.
Okay, so, sorry. That was derailing.
Yeah, my bad.
Trigger warning. Oh, wait, hold on. I do want to say one thing. I should have said this at the beginning. Big shout out to my girl, Leslie, who has been listening since day one. And this nice. Bitch got into a wreck while she was listening to us.
She was listening to us, or did it just like help her?
We didn't cause the wreck. It just happened. Good. But she has a dash. Wow. She has dash cam footage of like the wreck happening. And it's just you and I laughing in the background.
Can we get this footage? Like, is she okay with that?
I don't know. I'll have to ask her, but huge shout out. Thank you for supporting.
Is she okay, first of all? She's okay. Obviously okay.
Yeah, she's okay. Good. Thank you for supporting the show. We love you. You know, don't get in any more wrecks.
We hope our podcast made your wreck more enjoyable.
Yeah, just laughable, right? That's what we were doing. So just laugh about it. But yeah,
what episode was it? I want to know.
I don't even remember what episode. I'll have to ask her. Oh my god, maybe she'll like want to guest star or something.
That would be nice.
I'll talk to you about it on Monday, Leslie.
Okay.
At work.
Talk to her and then, yeah, we'll just, I hope she does. That'd
me
be
too,
nice.
Yeah. See you then, Leslie. Bye.
You're in.
Okay.
Okay. I don't even know where I was. Okay, we're talking about biggest fears. So, Kushtaka capable of taking your biggest fears and manifesting them. So this reminded me of Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because that's the type of,
What's it even called?
I can't remember
what
the
thing is. We are so not fans of We Forgot It.
I love it, though.
I know.
And one of the biggest fears was, you know, a spider.
Yeah.
Was it Ron's?
Was
it Ron's?
And
then you have to say, like, you have to, like, make it, turn it into something laughable. So he puts it on roller skates.
I would think that I would laugh at a spider on roller skates. I think I would run.
I would have, yeah. That,
there's no telling where it's going.
That monster would have gotten me. I'd be like, no, yeah. I'm done. And then remember the professor's is the moon because he's a werewolf. Mm-hmm. Okay, too much Harry Potter.
Love that guy.
I love Harry Potter. But so, I hate J.K. Rowling.
Oh, yeah. Is she, like, isn't she anti-feminist or something?
Yeah, she's, like, anti-trans, anti-feminist. Basically everything that we're not.
Yeah, so she has the closedest of the closedest minds. You're welcome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bye.
That's a scientific term.
Yeah, she's a, like, pothole in the road. Everyone hates her.
Yeah, love Harry Potter.
I can separate the two, though. Love Harry Potter, yeah. Hate J.K. Rowling. Anyway.
Okay, so Kushtaka are potentially the remnant of fallen angels.
What?
Or the Nephilim.
What the hell? What's that?
The Nephilim are mysterious beings or people in the Hebrew Bible who are large and strong. The word Nephilim is loosely translated as giants in some translations of the Hebrew Bible, but left untranslated in others. Jewish explanations interpret them as hybrid sons of fallen angels. Huh. So demigods.
I've never heard of that.
Me either.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Interesting. So the Kushtaka folklore has been verbally passed down amongst Alaskan fishermen who were very, very superstitious, allegedly.
Yeah, I would be too, man. I bet they see some weird shit out there.
Dude, me too. Like,
probably some
Alaskan
animals
waters?
That we've never
no.
even... Yeah, there's probably some animals up in there that we've never even found, yet they have.
Yeah. No, thank you. Not my forte. Mm-mm. I can't even catch a fish.
Yeah, I can't. Wait, hold on. I can catch a fish. I just can't take it off the hook. And then also, I don't want to eat it because it's so cute.
I just don't like the taste of fish.
Oh, I love fish.
I feel like I feel like I'd have to be like super snobby. Like fish. Like I'd want it like super, super fancy, like super fresh.
Oh,
like,
yeah. You want
real
that.
Nice. Like fresh. Real expensive. I don't know.
I love fish.
In mythology, the Kushtaka have been known to save lost people by distracting them with otter-like illusions of their family or friends.
Aww.
While transforming them into Kushtaka themselves, which will allow them to survive the cold. Because remember, we're in Alaska.
Yeah, it's very cold, yeah.
Only get sun 6 months out of the year.
Couldn't do it. Seasonal depression is real, man.
Yeah, I feel like if I were ever in Alaska and, like, living there in, like, the dark months... I'd have to leave. I would just constantly think of, what's that vampire show?
30
Days of Night, or like Daybreak or something like that.
Couldn't do it. I'd be like a dark bird, you know, snow birds that run away from the snow. I'd be like a dark bird that runs away from the darkness.
So you would stay there for the 6 months that it's light and then you'd leave somewhere else.
Bye. Yeah.
Some people do that. Also in mythology, some stories say that the Kushtaka will imitate a baby crying or the screams of a woman to lure their victims to the river, where they are then killed and ripped to shreds or turned into Kushtaka.
Well, if I got turned into one, I'd be like, what the heck, dude? Come on, why'd you do that?
I feel like if you're turning into them, like, your mindset's gonna change.
Yeah, probably.
So there's been one sighting, allegedly, of the Kushtaka on Alaska Monsters Alaska Monsters episode. Yeah, so we could find that and watch it.
Yeah, we should. A live viewing.
So one explanation is that they are potentially used by tribe mothers to stop their children from wandering near the ocean alone, which I could see.
Yeah,
that.
I would. Yeah, make up some scary monster.
But why do we have to scare our children into listening and like doing the right thing?
Because they're little shits. That's why.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you a few different stories regarding the Kushtaka.
Okay.
And then there's going to be like one little theory.
Mm-hmm.
With regards to these stories. One story. In 1750, a landslide killed more than 500 people in this Tlingit village in Thomas Bay, which is southeastern Alaska. So this area, the Thomas Bay area, is known as Gi-Nana, or the Bay of Death. So I'm assuming that I totally butchered that, but it translates to the Bay of Death.
Yeah.
Yay.
Not good.
In approximately 1900, a ship carrying Chinese immigrants who were hired to work the Alaskan salmon canneries wrecked just outside of Thomas Bay, and everyone on board had died.
Aww.
So June of 1900, Harry Culp, I think is how you say his name, and his companion were visiting Thomas Bay for the first time, and they met this prospector named Charlie. Well, Charlie then told Harry and his companion a story about him canoeing alone and finding gold-rich quartz. He intended to climb this ridge to gain a landmark to, like, figure out where the heck he was.
Yeah.
So, he then stated, and this is a direct quote, "Swarming up the ridge toward me from the lake were the most hideous creatures. I couldn't call them anything but devils. They were entirely sexless, their bodies covered with long, coarse hair, except where the scabs and running sores had replaced it. Each one seemed to be reaching out for me and striving to be the first one to get to me. The air was full of their cries, and the stench from their sores and bodies made me faint."
Oh, no.
Another quote, "I forgot my broken gun and tried to use it on the first ones, and then I threw it at them and turned and ran. I could feel their hot breath on my back. Their long claw-like fingers scraped my back.
Ew.
The smell from their steaming, stinking bodies was making me sick, while the noises they made, yelling, screaming, and breathing, drove me mad. Reason left me. How I reached the canoe is a mystery to me."
Yeah, seriously.
Another quote, "When I came to, it was night, and I was lying on the bottom of my canoe, drifting between Thomas Bay and Sukhoi Island, cold, hungry, and crazy for a drink of water." So there was obviously more to the story, but that's the gist of it. So Charlie ended his story by saying he never wanted to hear the name Thomas Bay again. And then he asked Harry and his companion for a ride on their boat the next day so he could leave.
He said, "Get me the fuck out of here, please."
He was done. So whatever he saw scared him.
Yeah, scared him enough to leave.
So the theory regarding that is that the Chinese immigrant boat that crashed just before Charlie was in the area could have yielded some survivors. All who would not have known English and would have had to live in caves, surviving off of the mountain goat meat and skins for warmth. This could have been what Charlie discovered.
Yeah, and they were just trying to be like, hey, dude,
rescued.
Please
yeah.
save us.
Yeah.
Oh,
can you imagine
that? That is so sad.
And that It's the Kush Talk episode that I have for you. See, I told you it was going to be a little short.
I don't like that. That's really sad to think about.
It is really sad. But Kushtaka of the Alaskan Triangle.
I'm pretty good. I like this cryptid. I hope that it's not, you know, survivors. And I hope it's just some supernatural thing that we can't explain.
Yeah. I mean, we'll just have to go to Thomas Bay.
I'm not about that wilderness episode. Stuff.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to go to the great outdoors.
I don't really want to go out there and to the last frontier or whatever we call it.
Is that what it's called? I don't know. Guys, I'm not educated very well.
I think it is the last frontier. Like, it hasn't been, quote unquote, tamed. Not that it's something to be tamed, but yeah, we hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. We hope you guys have the best summer of your lives. What's the saying? Hot girl summer. Everyone is participating in hot girl summer because we're all hot girls.
Speaking of hot girl summer, there's that movie on Netflix called Senior Year or something with Rebel Wilson.
It's scary. No, Rebel
Wilson. No, it's not scary at all.
I haven't watched it. Is it good?
It's decent. I'd say it's decent. I watched it yesterday. I like it because I like the cast.
Yeah.
I like the dynamics of the cast and, like, I don't know.
I think she's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like her. Okay, might have to try that. Also, if Hot Girl Summer is canceled, let me know. That's like the only teen lingo that I know right now because I'm not on TikTok.
We need people to like
educate
us, you know, up to date. Like we need to remain with the times if we're gonna be speaking, you know.
And you know, I used to when I was like 16, I was like, how do people not understand this? And now that I'm like 25, I'm like, what the fuck did you just say? Can't we just spell
like,
it
I
out?
Think that I understand it, but I'm like, what if I don't get what the kids are saying?
Yeah. So anyway, we're old. We hope you guys enjoyed this. Okay, well, we'll see you guys in August, and we love each and every one of you.
Wish us luck, because by the time August comes around, I'll be done with these classes that I'm working on, and
I cannot
stand them, and it's week one.
We love you guys. We'll see you soon. Yes. Stay in touch. Bye.
Bye.